From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Joshua Solomon reports in the Times Union that Long Island Republican Congressperson Lee Zeldin is running for governor to, and I quote, save New York, end quote, from, and I quote, King Cuomo, end quote, through a tough-on-crime approach. But hours after a violent armed mob murdered a police officer and attempted to overthrow the U.S. government, Zeldin voted against the certification of the election results. Over 60 courts have ruled against election fraud in the 2020 presidential election. Last week, the New York Republican Party held a straw poll with Zeldin winning the most support in his efforts to become governor. When asked about what his message is to voters who may wonder how they can support someone who voted against certification of the election, Zeldin said, and I quote, I've been focusing on issues that matter most to New York. New Yorkers are hitting their breaking point right now with the high cost of living, the erosion of public safety, with the quality of education in our schools, the governor's approach toward attacking people's freedoms and liberties, and the corruption that has him embarrassing New Yorkers and disgracing himself, end quote. In 2019, during the first impeachment trial of President Donald Trump, Zeldin spoke more than any other Republican defending the former president, according to an NBC News analysis of impeachment transcripts. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Melanie Lekasevic reports for Capital Region Independent Media in the Ravenna News Herald that the town of Coeymans in southern Albany County is one of the first local towns to consider whether they will allow cannabis sales. Cannabis is now legal in New York, and towns have until December 31st to decide if they want to ban sales locally. Any town that does not take action before the new year will allow cannabis sales. Town Supervisor George McHugh said June 24th during an informational public hearing at Town Hall on the issue that he is undecided. McHugh said, and I quote, I have not made up my mind as to either the pros or cons of opting out or not opting out, and that is the reason for this public hearing. I don't think anyone on this board has. We have not made up our minds. There is certainly some pros to allowing retail dispensaries. That would be in the form of taxes. However, the taxes to the locality are certainly far less than the taxes or the tax rate that will go to the state, end quote. In the story, Lekasevic quotes four residents speaking at the public hearing in favor of allowing sales and one against. Read more about this story in the Ravenna News Herald. Andrea Mako is reporting for Porcupine Soup that the Greenville School District approved the hiring of two new principals at its June 28th meeting. Christy Gorgian was hired as high school principal, taking on the job July 12th at an annual salary of $105,000 plus benefits. Matthew Berkshire will become the K-12 district principal starting on August 9th at a salary of $110,000 plus benefits. Gorgian currently works as the assistant principal at Draper Middle School in Mohonasson Central School District in Schenectady. Gorgian said, and I quote, I am originally from this area but lived in Buffalo for 20 years, end quote. Berkshire is also coming from Schenectady as the principal of Page Elementary School. Berkshire said, and I quote, I am proud of the work we have done there, but I am also super proud to be joining this school district, end quote. Read more about this story at Porcupine Soup. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.